August moved down to Our Lady's Neck. See, Lily, honey is a preservative. It seals over the comb in the hives to keep it safe and pure so the bees can survive the winter. When we bathe Our Lady in it, I guess you'd say we're preserving her for another year. At least inside our hearts, we're doing that. I didn't know honey was a preservative, I said, starting to like the feel of it under my fingers, how they glided as if oiled. Well, people don't think about honey like that, but it's so strong acting, people used to smear it on dead bodies to embalm them. Mothers buried their dead babies in it, and it would keep them fresh. This was a use for honey I hadn't considered. I could just see funeral homes selling big jars of honey for dead people instead of coffins. I tried to picture that in the drive-through window at the funeral home. I began to work my hands into the wood, almost embarrassed at the intimacy of what we were doing. Once, Mabelie leaned her head over too far and got honey all in her hair, but it was Lunel who took the cake with honey dripping off the ends of her elbows. She kept trying to lick it off, but of course her tongue couldn't reach that far. The ants started a single-file parade up the side of Our Lady, drawn by the honey, and not to be outdone, a handful of scout bees showed up and landed on Our Lady's head. Let somebody bring out the honey, and the insect kingdom will be there in no time. Queenie said, "Next, I guess the honey bears will be joining us." I actually laughed, and spotting a honey-free place near the base of the statue, worked to get it covered up. Our Lady was covered with hands, every shade of brown and black, going in their own directions. But then the strangest thing started happening. Gradually, all our hands fell into the same movement, sliding up and down the statue in long, slow strokes, then changing to a sideways motion, like a flock of birds that shifts direction in the sky at the same moment. And you're left wondering who gave the order. This went on for I don't know how long, and we didn't ruin it by talking. We were preserving Our Lady, and I was content, for the first time since I'd learned about my mother, to be doing what I was doing. Finally, we all stepped back. Our Lady stood there with her chains spilled around her on the grass, absolutely golden with honey. One by one, the daughters dipped their hands into a bucket of water and washed off the honey. I waited till the very last, wanting to keep the coating of honey on my skin as long as I could. It was like I was wearing a pair of gloves with magic properties, like I could preserve whatever I touched. We left Our Lady in the yard while we ate, then returned and washed her with water the same slow way we'd washed her with honey. After Neil and Zach carried her back to her place in the parlor, everyone left. August, June, and Rosaline started doing the dishes, but I slipped off to the honey house. I lay down on my cot, trying not to think. Have you noticed the more you try not to think, the more elaborate your thinking episodes get? While trying not to think, I spent 20 minutes on this fascinating question. If you could have one miracle from the Bible happen to you, what would it be? I eliminated the one about multiplying loaves and fishes, as I never wanted to see food again. I thought walking on water would be interesting, but what good was that? I mean, you walk on water, what's the point? I settled on getting raised from the dead, since a big part of me still felt dead as a doornail. All this took place before I even realized I was thinking. I had just gone back to trying again not to think when August tapped on the door. "Lily, can I come in?" "Sure," I said, but I didn't bother to get up. So much for not thinking. Try to be 5 seconds around August and not think. She breezed in holding a gold and white striped hat box. She stood a moment, looking down at me, seeming unusually tall. The fan on the little wall shelf rotated around and blew her collar, making it flap around her neck. "She has brought me a hat," I thought. Maybe she had gone down to the Amen Dollar and bought me a straw hat to cheer me up. But that didn't make a bit of sense, really. Why would a straw hat cheer me up? Then I thought for 1 second it might be the hat Lunel had promised to make for me, but that didn't fit either. Lunel wouldn't have had time to sew up a hat this soon. August sat on Rosaline's old cot and placed the box on her lap. I've brought you some of your mother's belongings. I stared at the perfect roundness of the box. When I took a deep breath, it stuttered strangely as it came out. My mother's belongings.